Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, and this is NYM 360, news and perspectives to mind your money. Today on NYM 360, crafting a business safety net. Creating a safety net means putting things in place to help you avoid disasters, bounce back more quickly from the unexpected, and in some cases, just to sleep better at night. The overall purpose is to catch you if you stumble or fall. So often when we talk about safety nets, what we're talking about mainly is insurance. But if you're a business owner or if you have a side hustle, there's some other things you should consider because businesses, by their very nature, are full of risk. In fact, one of the main descriptors of entrepreneurs is someone who takes on risk. So you need to do everything possible to protect your business and your personal life. One of the main things to consider is the structure you choose for your business. You have several choices, and the one you choose can make a world of difference. Your main choices fall into two camps. In the first camp are the sole proprietor and the partnership. I'm lumping these two together because they are alike in many ways. A sole proprietorship means it's just one person in the business, and a partnership means that there are two or more people. But the real thing that they have in common is that they both have unlimited liability. Meaning that if you're ever sued, not only can the person take all of the things that are in the business, they can also attach your personal assets, like your home, your car, and possibly even your retirement funds. So for that reason, even though these are really easy to form, I rarely recommend them. Then there is the LLC, the S-Corp, and the C-Corp, or the corporation. And these all have in common limited liability. Meaning that if you're sued and you follow the rules, the person suing you can only take what the business owns, not your personal assets. These all require more paperwork and they cost more to set up, but they offer a level of protection for you and your family that the other two don't. Taking me back to the real reason or purpose of a safety net, and that is to catch you if you stumble or fall. And that's it for today. Want to see this or read more about it? Check out my podcast notes at nym360.com, episode 738. And if you have questions, send them to me at feedback at nym360.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, remember, minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth, and this has been NYM360, a P.S. Worth production. For more information, visit psworth.com/nym360.